WCHL, time now for trivia. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want trivia, you want Freddie Kiger.
You are a kind man. Thank you, sir. Hey, and I understand that last Thursday, there was a group in here from the Governor Moorhead School and a program angle on broadcasting.
Yeah.
How about that's so awesome. They came over, and from what I'm hearing from Kenny and other people and the sales folks here around here, that they were knowledgeable.
Yeah, they were asking about you.
Well, I appreciate
that. Want to know where Mr. Kiger's office was.
Well, thank you. I have a broom closet in the very back.
Right next to mine.
Exactly. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Governor Moorhead School, that's very cool. I'm really pleased that you guys came out and visited. And I hope if you come back that I'm around. I'd love to say hello.
Yeah, a lot of great kids, and glad they listen and all that kind of thing. I went over there one time and emceed something, but it was like decades ago.
Wow.
And so there's no follow-through on that, I'm sure.
Right.
They don't know me from that, but that was a long, long time ago. But at any rate, I'm glad you're here today.
Well, thank you very much. And we're going to ask a question about the 2017 Women's NCAA Tournament.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. All right. Well, in the men's tournament, the ACC should stand for Atlantic Coast Collapse.
Really? Exactly. Or choke.
Oh, man.
Atlantic Coast choke.
Gee, willikers.
How in the world? We have nine teams
and
there.
Everybody's gone except Carolina by the end of the first weekend.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, that's embarrassing.
I just don't understand it.
But you know what? It has something to say about the fact that sometimes we get very provincial about our own conference, and we don't take a look at other teams across the nation that obviously deserve recognition and are pretty doggone good.
I still think it was uncharacteristic, because I think we have a pretty good basketball league, and we had more teams in the tournament than any other conference, and they're all gone except for Carolina.
But you know, it was 2014 when the last time we only had one ACC team in the Sweet 16. That was Virginia.
Yeah.
And the last time North Carolina was in the Sweet 16 all alone was 2008.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all the men. So the question today is about the women.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
All right. Here we go, folks. I'm going to test your women's NCAA tournament knowledge. In the women's tournament going into this weekend, Sweet 16.
Yeah.
There are three ACC women teams still dancing.
Right.
Name two.
Okay. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. Name two out of the three.
And they're still playing.
Women's team still in.
You know those people who go out of their way to do the right thing? The people who are always doing nice things for others? It could be someone at work, at church, at school, or in your neighborhood. Since 2002, Performance Auto Mall and WCHL have been recognizing hometown heroes. There's one every week, and if you have someone you'd like to put in our spotlight, visit our website at chapelboro.com and let us know why he or she is special. This is Ron Stutz. Can't wait to tell everybody about your hometown hero on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a question about women's basketball today.
Right.
Yeah, women's teams in the ACC tournament. There are three ACC teams left.
Correct. Correct.
And you wanted...
Just name two. Name two of the three that are going to be playing this weekend in the Sweet 16, unlike the men, who we only have one from the entire conference. And personally, I am glad that it is North Carolina.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But would like to have seen more ACC teams dancing.
Me too. Yeah.
So, three teams, women.
One of them, Florida State.
Florida State.
One of them, Louisville.
Louisville, and up in South Bend.
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Number one seeded Notre Dame will play the fifth seed Ohio State on Friday. Number four, Louisville, will also play on Friday against number one seeded Baylor, who's very good. And on Saturday, number three, FSU will play Oregon State, who's a number two seed. So we hope our women representatives from the Atlantic Coast Conference play well, represent the conference well, and proceed to the Elite Eight and beyond.
All right. Hey, thanks. That's a great question.
Thank you.
Some more good basketball coming up.
Yes, sir.